Jen Brown, Bruce McGregor, and you, Spirit Catholic Radio. Thank you for spending 2 hours plus with us. And we're going to talk with the chairperson of the Canned Food and Turkey Drive Committee, and his name is Colin Ike. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm good. Colin, are you a senior in high school?
I am. I'm currently a senior at Mount Michael Benedictine in Elkhorn.
Oh, excellent, Colin. Well, thank you for being with us. Tell us a little bit about Operation Others.
So Operation Others is a group of 8 Catholic Omaha area schools, including Prep, Scott, Mount Michael, Marion, Duchenne, Mercy, Gross, and Roncalli. And we have meetings about every Tuesday to discuss food insecurity in Omaha. And food insecurity is not knowing where your next meal is going to be. And so we help and try to plan events that will promote the issue of food security in Omaha and provide families the necessary means to get food for the upcoming holidays and just for their everyday lives.
On Saturday, November 20th, Operation Others, that group of all the schools that you talked about are going to help out with the turkey drive. It's from 8:30 until 2. And here's the locations where you can drop off a turkey: Creighton Prep, Scud Catholic, and Golf Tech. Any frozen turkey will be accepted, donated to local Omaha families that are facing food insecurity. The drive will hope to bring in 1,000 turkeys on this coming Saturday, Operation Others, from 8:30 until 2 at Prep, at Scud, and Golf Tech. Now, Colin, why did you get involved with Operation Others?
Well, I've always really liked to be involved in a sort of community aspect and helping others. I had a really positive experience volunteering at a nursing home freshman and sophomore year, but that had to end because of the pandemic. And so I really wanted to get back into some volunteering action. And so I worked with campus ministry to find the perfect venue for that, and Operation Others was great. I really felt a connection with all the members there. Everyone really loves just helping others. And then because everyone here is so blessed, we feel lucky that we're in the positions we are now, that we just want to share that blessedness with others.
All right. So, Colin, Operation Others, is that in existence just for this time of year in the turkey drive, or are there other things that Operation Others are into?
We primarily work through the turkey drive. However, we also have a canned food drive where all of the schools will collect a bunch of cans throughout the week. And then we'll have a delivery week where we deliver all of those cans and goods to families in need. And then we also hold several events throughout the year promoting food insecurity in the Omaha area, inviting a bunch of local high schoolers to come in and learn about it. So then maybe they can go out and then they'll do some volunteer work and help others out.
So this makes me bring the question to mind. Is Operation Others, you said about the 8 Catholic area schools that help out with hosting this turkey drive, is Operation Others strictly run by high schoolers?
Yes, we do have a few advisors from Creighton Prep. One of the Spanish teachers there, Mr. Kinney, he really helps out with the program. But really, that's just to help guide us along. It's very student-based. There's a bunch of different organizations included in it, tasked with different jobs. Like, I'm a part of the Canned Food Drive and Turkey Drive Committee. Then there's also a food outreach program, a parish outreach program. It's really just a whole web of students all focused on the main goal of helping food insecurity in Omaha.
So again, it's on Saturday, November 20th. Operation Others is inviting you to bring a turkey, a frozen turkey, and any frozen turkey will be accepted. You can donate it at 3 different locations in the greater metro area. That is Creighton Prep, Scud Catholic, and Golf Tech. They are going to be there from 8:30 until 2 this Saturday, November 20th, 8:30 until 2 in the afternoon, Creighton Prep, Scud Catholic, and Golf Tech. They're taking any frozen turkey. They're accepting those donations of turkeys. They would like to get 1,000 turkeys to help families facing food insecurity this coming Thanksgiving Day. Do you do any other, do people bring any other donations at that time, or is it just frozen turkeys?
Just frozen turkeys.
Just frozen turkeys. Okay. And where do people find out, like a website and information about these details that we're talking about, Colin?
So Operation Others has several social media venues that you can use. There's an Instagram, there's a Twitter, and so we heavily promote it. These, we also send them out on a bunch of local parish bulletins. So if you're in a Catholic area school like St. Patrick's in Elkhorn or St. Wenceslaus, you can look at your parish bulletin and see all the information there.
Wonderful.
Operation Others, yeah. This coming Saturday. Get your frozen turkey and then buy another one. I believe that some of them are on sale right now, right, Bruce?
Yes, they are.
Some turkeys are on sale, so check it out. Frozen turkeys, they're looking to collect 1,000 frozen turkeys. They're collecting them at Creighton Prep, the parking lot at Scott Catholic, as well as Golf Tech. Any frozen turkey accepted. Donation times 8:30 until 2 this coming Saturday. Colin Ike, God bless you for the work that you're doing with Operation Others. Keep up the good work, young man. You're in our prayers.
Thank you.
Spirit Mornings on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network. Operation Others this coming Saturday. Check them out all over social media, any Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and find out what they're doing throughout the year, not just Thanksgiving time.
Go get that turkey.
Get that turkey and donate that frozen turkey. Spirit Mornings on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network.